following on from Comnibol, we go to to Asia, where things are pretty much done, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Iran and South Korea have qualified, Saudi Arabia and Japan have qualified, and like we predicted, Syria is playing off against Australia.
Yes.
This is exactly what we predicted.
It is, actually.
I like Syria. I think they're going to qualify.
Just to rub it in the Aussies' nose.
I don't know if they'll qualify. They'll qualify for the playoff, I want to say.
No, they've already qualified. This is already
no, the playoff against the intercontinental playoff, as opposed to the Asian playoff.
Oh, right. Yes.
I think they will beat Australia over two legs and then play the playoff.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yes, I think that.
Even though they don't get to play a home game, it'll be played in Kuala Lumpur in...
All right, yeah.
In Malaysia. I think the Malaysian fans will be up for it, supporting Syria. And then Australia have to play Syria. And I don't think Syria are afraid of traveling to Australia.
No.
So, game on.
Definitely game on.
Once we know who the North American qualifier is, Syria doesn't have a bad chance. Unless it's someone like the United States, who are in that playoff spot at the moment. They should probably win. They should back themselves to win.
Yes. They shouldn't be too worried about it.
Yeah. Moving on to Africa, where things are heating up.
Yeah, well, look there.
Tunisia, very, very close to qualifying. There's another two games left for them to play. They've got a 3-point buffer, though they're equal on goal difference. They have a game against Libya, which they, I think, should win, though you can never take any games in Africa for granted.
No.
And they have a game against Guinea. Democratic Republic of Congo have a game against Guinea and a game against Libya.
Yeah.
Look, it's in Tunisia's own hands. They just need to...
Yeah.
They need to basically get one win in there and a draw maybe, and they're through.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it. So they're both the top two teams there playing the bottom two teams, so it's just a matter of who does better over those two, with those two teams, really.
And similarly in Group B, Nigeria have a 3-point buffer and a 5-goal buffer and goal difference.
Zambia, yeah.
But unlike the other group, they have to play Zambia at home, and Zambia, no, this is their chance to qualify for the World Cup, make their first appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadly for all African football fans who are not from Africa like Adam and I, Cameroon are not going to be in the World Cup, eliminated along with Algeria, who qualified for the previous World Cup.
Yeah.
Nigeria have an away game against Algeria, which I feel like they can win.
Yeah.
But they play that game after playing against Zambia at home. Yeah. If Zambia can win that game, I think they could be very... Copper Bullets could qualify for their first World Cup ever. This would be like a remarkable comeback, because they nearly qualified for the 1994 World Cup, losing out on one goal in goals scored after their team, which was leading their group, all died in a plane crash, and they had to use a youth team to nearly qualify.
Oh dear.
So Nigeria are one of the best teams in the African continent a reason. So it would be very difficult to see Zambia go through, but I don't think too many people who follow African football would feel unhappy if they did.
No.
Next up, we have the Ivory Coast, who are only a point ahead of Morocco, who are only a point ahead of Gabon, who are only 3 points ahead of Mali.
Yeah.
Technically, all teams in this group can qualify. Ivory Coast have a game against Mali away, and they have a game against Morocco at home.
Yeah.
This is where I think Ivory Coast have that box seat. I don't think Morocco are that great at into places like Ivory Coast, Ghana, and West Africa and coming away with wins. Conversely, Ivory Coast are not that great at traveling up north, so they only have to go up to Mali, which is not that far up north. So I feel like Ivory Coast will quite easily qualify, even if they just only draw that game against Morocco. Morocco have to play Gabon. Who are also in it and can still qualify. And Gabon have that home game against Mali.
Yeah.
To be honest, any of those top three teams could qualify.
Yeah.
I just feel like Ivory Coast have just a bit too much quality.
I think
they will
too.
Make it through.
Yeah. I think they may have to worry a little bit about Gabon, but that said, they do have 6 points. They've got the +4 goal difference, and Gabon's at -2. So that's 6 goals to worry about. I only have to worry about them because they don't play them. They've already played them, and they lost at home to them. So It would have been A.
Now, Group D, already the most dramatic group in this tournament. South Africa had defeated Senegal 2-1, but that match has been will have to be replayed because the turns out that the referee had a lifetime ban.
Oh dear.
Now, these sort of things unfortunately do happen. They seem to unfortunately happen a lot in Africa for some reason. But South Africa and Senegal are going to replay that game. And that's, see, this is where the game has becomes dramatic. Because actually, South Africa were on 4 points before and they had a goal difference of like zero, and they could have, they were still well within that thing to qualify, but, and it's really, really demoralizing when you have to replay that game. It'll be another home game, but it gives Senegal a chance to, like, if they can sneak in a win now, they'll be on top of the group because they have a game in hand.
Yeah, and you say it is demoralizing for South Africa because they put in the hard yards, they've got the win, they did it, celebrate, yay, and then, oh, actually, nothing to do with you guys at all, but, you know, that ref shouldn't actually be there, and that's our fault. And
yeah, and Burkina Faso has launched an appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
Though South Africa have accepted the ruling. So we'll see what the appeals say. Burkina Faso play Cape Verde on the 6th of November. Either Burkina Faso or Cape Verde were to qualify, this would be a debutante team in the World Cup. Cape Verde, I think, would be the smallest country to ever qualify for the World Cup in terms of population. And Burkina Faso also have a game against South Africa to play, which, and Cape Verde will have the game to play against Senegal. Senegal, and they have a game to play against Burkina Faso. So those are two key games. It's really difficult to call this group without knowing what that result will be between on that court ruling. If they do hold it up again, then South Africa are in with a chance. They get to play Burkina Faso on the 7th, and they get to play Senegal again.
So there's two games left against Senegal.
Yeah.
So Senegal and South Africa have to play, because that one's been cancelled. They play twice in November.
And because they have to play each other twice, they could both end up changing the group radically.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting where they can fit that.
I feel like if the...
That extra game in, because they're not going to have... They're going to have to do it during the November... window, they're already playing each other in there, so
I think if Burkina Faso's appeal is held up, then I think maybe South Africa are in a good chance to qualify. They can beat Senegal away, they've beaten them at home, and if they can beat Burkina Faso, then South Africa are in with a chance to qualify. First time since hosting the World Cup in 2010. That being said, I have a feeling it'll be a debutante team, either Cape Verde or Burkina Faso. I said I like Burkina Faso for this group.
I'm liking Burkina Faso in this as well. I mean,
and I think it is right. They should appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this will radically change things. If they can win that game against Cape Verde at home, I think they're pretty much... that makes things a lot easier for them, because I feel like they can go to South Africa and win this, regardless of how that appeal turns out.
Yeah.
Next group, we have Egypt. Uganda, Ghana, and Congo. Egypt, how are they going to break the curse? The Pharaoh's curse.
Looks like they might do it.
Well, they have a game against Congo, who are already eliminated at home, so that's a game they should win, and they have to travel to Ghana. See, that game against Ghana, that's the sort of banana peel that Egypt traditionally falls on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they will somehow lose to Congo at home when they need a draw.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm never going to say Egypt are through until they're actually through. Uganda potentially could debut in this World Cup. They've got a game against Ghana at home. Tough game, as are all games against Ghana. And they will also get to play Congo away, which is a game they can win. And Ghana get to play Egypt at home, so that is a game they can very definitely win and be like, we're back in it and we're able to potentially qualify. And then they've got a game against Uganda away. So Egypt are definitely in the box seat. If they win that game against Ghana, I think they're pretty much through, more or less.
They're Congo first.
They play Congo first.
At home,
If they lose that game against Congo, I'm pretty sure they're not going to qualify. They'll somehow find a way to. But they should win that game against Congo, and like if they grab a point against Ghana, they're kind of through.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. That's pretty much it. They should win that one against Congo, which should pretty much put them through. They're on 12. If Uganda can beat Ghana, they're on 10. That's 2 points. So Egypt just needs to grab the draw at Ghana.
Yeah.
And Ghana will be out of it by then.
Yeah.
Ghana beats Uganda. That puts them on 8. If Egypt's won, they're on 12. They're through.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Facts, yeah. So as long as they beat Congo...
There are many ways for Egypt to not qualify, but they might find a way to not qualify. Yeah. I'm sorry, Egyptian football fans. I know you guys are the best team in Africa in terms of African Nations Cup, and you should qualify. But you know what's happened before. We don't want to jinx you.
Yeah, I know. It is that Congo game, though, at home. Win that one, and becomes very hard to
not qualify.
Not qualify this time. Lose or draw that one, then the options start opening up.
Options that I'm sure they don't want.
No.
Now, Mexico have already qualified, having learned previously to do things early this time.
Could hold, yeah, Mexico.
Costa Rica definitely at least through to a confederations, to at least a playoff game against the Asian team. And let's be fair, either Australia or Syria would have a hard time to play against Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Panama, United States, and Honduras. I don't think Trinidad and Tobago can technically qualify for the playoffs, but I think we're... That's clutching at straws there.
Both they need perfect...
And everybody else to lose.
And both horrible. United States and Honduras to lose. So Trinidad and Tobago do get to play the United States.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one they theoretically can play. And Mexico. So very, 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 very unlikely.
So Costa Rica basically have a game against Honduras at home, which they can win, and I feel they should win. And they, if they don't do that, they've got a game against
Panama away.
Against Panama away, which once again they can win. So Costa Rica, I think, if they win that first game against Honduras, they're through anyway.
Yeah, I think that would pretty much that should do it for them.
And so I think Costa Rica we could count as kind of qualified. Panama have a game against Costa Rica, which I. So again, they could lose that game. They could draw that game if they can, and they've got a game against
the United States.
United States,
which is probably the game for that third, fourth spot.
I think so. United States can
Honduras
lose that game.
Honduras might complain about that, but
United States can lose that game. They can very much so lose that game. Panama can beat them. Then they're in that box seat for direct qualification. And then they have another game against Costa Rica. So it's very tough. But if they win both their games, you can't say they don't deserve to be there.
Well, if they beat United States, they'll be on 13 points versus 9. So that's 4 there. Yeah. So that will be enough.
Guarantee that. And Honduras will be at that point playing against Costa Rica, which they shouldn't win.
If Honduras had won that, then Panama, that's the only thing that Panama might be a bit iffy on. But as you say, that doesn't seem very likely, especially since that win will give Costa Rica the assured qualification spot.
Yep.
So,
And the United States have a game against Panama, and they have a game against Trinidad and Tobago, which they should win away from home.
Yes.
They should at least have...
12 points
here. Honduras, it's very difficult to see them beating Mexico. It's very difficult to see them beating Costa Rica.
Yeah.
So that might be, and I think that's it for the United States. They're in the Inter-Confederation playoffs, at least.
I think so, too. I think that game, Panama versus United States, is third and fourth deciding. I don't see Honduras doing enough to pull that. As you say, they've got to play Mexico and Costa Rica, which seems very unlikely. And this course, for some reason, because Mexico feels like they're qualified, they don't show up as well. But I think Mexico's learned their lessons, as you said, so that I don't see that being a problem. And Costa Rica needs that win first to guarantee their spot, so...
Yep.
Once again, I don't see them slipping up on it.
I agree.
They're both going to take the game very seriously.
I have a feeling that the United States will probably finish fourth, which could mean they play against...
Fourth.
Fourth. And therefore, they could play a two-legged playoff against Syria.
Which would be funny. It would be very... find that very poetic. I don't actually think that. I think United States will beat Panama and jump up into third spot, which will ruin this whole storyline that we're wanting to get going. But
come on, imagine if Syria qualified for the World Cup by kicking United States out. That would be like...
I know, that is...
And like in a tournament held in Russia, like
I know.
Vladimir Putin will probably give all the players, like, limousines. And
yeah, it would be funny. It would be hilarious for everybody who's not from the United States.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Or Suriname would be celebrating it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I actually think the United States will beat Panama in that game and therefore take third. And it'll be Panama in fourth and they'll play either Suriname or Australia,
yeah.
Which I don't know if I can really pick.
Panama, I think it's tough to pick because if it's Australia, then I think Panama have a good chance of beating Australia. I think Australia will find it difficult to travel to Panama, whether it's the first game or the second game. Panama shouldn't be afraid of traveling to Australasia.
No.
But playing in maybe Malaysia or Singapore again against the Syrian side, which will probably have a lot of... I feel like Syria have better team spirit and better cohesiveness than Australia, which is why I think they will win that two-legged playoff against Australia, despite not having a home game. And heck, they're used to not playing at home, so away games are not really that big of a deal
for them
to go to Panama, and wherever they're going to play at home, they're going to get a lot of fans backing them.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's played somewhere like, you know, northern Japan, or where there's no people, or...
Yeah, which is unlikely.
Yeah, so it's... Wherever they go, they're gonna be. They're gonna have lots of fans, lots of people backing them. So once again, that's what would make things difficult. If they were to play the United States, I don't think Syria could beat the United States over a two-legged playoff. I think going to America is going to be too difficult for them. They'll be facing a very hostile crowd.
Yeah. There'd be so much press and controversy and news and everything.
Though, to be fair,
that could
play against the Americans.
Yeah.
It would really depend. But once again, it's difficult to see them win a two-legged, or Australia for that matter, to win a two-legged playoff against the United States.
Yeah, I would see, if the United States end fourth, I think they'll qualify via the playoffs.
Turnbull might just ask the Socceroos not to win if they're playing against the United States.
Do it for your country. Lose.
Pretty much. And look, New Zealand have already qualified for the Intercontinental Playoff.
We're just waiting to see who we're going to lose against. Yeah.
And who we're going to get to see play in Wellington.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's face it, we should enjoy what's... this is why it's great to be a football fan in New Zealand or any other country in the world, because heck, we know we're probably not going to win and we're probably not going to qualify, but we're excited to see a cool team come and play. So we knew that we weren't going to win against Mexico.
I dared to believe.
Even until, after the 5-1?
No, until about 15 minutes into the first game.
You can dare to believe until that first game, but after that first game, we all knew that, like, you know, Mexico were just going to come here to, like, it was going to be a formality. They were always going to qualify, and, you know, they did. They played well, they scored goals, they didn't humor us or the fans. They put on a good performance for us to watch.
Yeah, exactly. They came out and, you know, thrashed us. After their very disappointing qualification tournament up to then, in the two qualification games, they showed that, no, actually, we are a top side. We're one of the top teams, and we deserve to be in the World Cup, and we will show you why we're that. And they did.
And let's face it, we're playing our home. We're going to be playing the first leg at home in Wellington. Yeah. So whichever team does come to New Zealand cannot afford to humor us in that first game.
No. Which is perhaps a good thing, is that we'll probably get a fairly full-strength side from Hoover's...
Injuries aside, they might take precautions if any players are injured.
Yeah.
If Argentina... Without Aguero, I don't see Argentina not wanting to pick someone like Messi. Angel Di Maria, but Angel Di Maria could be injured at that point.
Yeah.
If they, for some reason, decide not to take Messi and... they have more people in their forward line injured or out of form, I could see New Zealand getting a draw, even a very close win in Wellington.
But
I can't see them going to Buenos Aires or any other South American capital for that matter and winning there. They're not going to Lima is going to be difficult. Going to Santiago is going to be difficult. Going to the atmosphere in Quito is going to be insanely difficult. And let's be glad that we don't have to contemplate going to, like, Bogota in Colombia or, like, Montevideo in Uruguay.
Yeah, exactly.
Though it would have been cool to see Suarez.
It would have been cool to see Suarez, but...
But I think that's all that we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll hope to see you next time.
See you next time.